long before there was a movie with the title and the main character of Rocky, there was one in the New Testament that our Lord named Rocky. And I suppose Rockies have appeared through history regularly. There's one who played baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals a number of years ago when I was growing up, Rocky Nelson. Big brute of a first baseman, kind of like Mark McGwire, without the pizzazz, without the numbers, but big. And when he hit a ball, he could break through brick walls when he hit it. Not necessarily the most astute of players. There was one game in any case, and for whatever reason, this one game I remember of all other games that I listened to very intently when I was a child. One game, Cardinals were in the middle of a pennant race, and they were locked in a game, bottom of the ninth inning, one run down, big Rocky steps up and beats the blood out of the ball, ends up on third base, all right, nobody out, things are looking good, and then to the surprise and delight of the other team, inexplicably and impossibly, Rocky decided he would take the game in his hands and steal home, and was out by an embarrassing mile. And the game was over, and the fans were enraged, and the reporters tracked him down and asked him what in the world could possibly have been going through his mind trying to steal home, and the only thing he could say was, "Well, guess that's why they called me Rocky." You're right. The Rocky of the New Testament has some of those same endearing qualities of brashness and astuteness. "Yeah, I'll walk on the water." "No, you're not going to wash my feet." "Yeah, I'll forgive 7 times. Not one more, but 7. "Right, here, Lord, you, me, and my sword will take them, right?" Right. There are Rockies, I suppose, with a lot of resemblance to these that appeared in most of the mirrors that were at work this morning. Thing is, that's not what the Lord had in mind when he called Peter Rocky. What Jesus does when he calls him Rocky is to make him and to give him a piece at a rock. To borrow a phrase from an insurance company, the rock. There is only the one rock, the rock, and he made Rocky a piece of the rock. And this is not a new image only beginning in Isaiah. You can track this through the Psalms. You can trace it all the way back to the Song of Moses in Deuteronomy, where it is the rock that gives birth. Incredible blending of images. The rock that gives birth to Israel and made Israel a piece of the rock. Not surprisingly, therefore, when Isaiah speaks of the rock, he's speaking of a pretty active, involved rock, which takes Israel into exile and takes Israel through exile and brings Israel back from exile to himself, the rock. And in words, and I hope you picked it up when we read it, words that both echo and anticipate, the rock proclaims, "I am. I am the first. I am the last. I am the only. I am the rock. The rock of your salvation." We Rockies, then, as much as we, like Israel and Peter before us may stumble and mumble and crumble on our own. We are who we are, not because of who we are or what we make of ourselves. We are born of the rock. We are born to be a piece of the rock. We are redeemed to be a piece of the rock, nurtured in the church that is built on the rock. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know not one.